This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. In May, we brought you the audio diary of Lenore Munoz, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Lenore documented life in the aftermath of the shooting, her activism, her trauma, her family. Lenore's in Sarasota for college now, and she recorded this reflection on how she's doing a year after the shooting.
It's February 2019. Right now, I'm on the bay, sitting on the water. My name is Lenore Munoz. I started college. I'm a freshman. I can't believe it's been a year. I remember running. I remember crouching in between chairs, trying to keep my head down and out of sight, and not knowing if I was doing it well enough. But I'm here. And I have to convince myself of that. No one really knows about my hometown unless I tell them. It's difficult because sometimes the first conversation you have with someone is about your hometown or about high school. I was at a party and this guy, he saw my lanyard and it says MSD Strong, so he asked about it. And I was like, you know what? I'm tired of hiding it. I told him, I'm from Parkland. That place. Yes, with the shooting. And this guy, he's like, oh my God, were you there? Did you know anybody? And it's a party. Of course, some people, they're like, you're such an inspiration. It's so awkward. I didn't do anything. I just ran and hid. But between someone calling us an inspiration and someone telling us that we should kill ourselves, and that's happened a couple times. This random grown woman, she went through my Instagram posts to tell me that it should have been me who died. I don't understand that. I think a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about PTSD. It's not as clear-cut as it is in the movies. There's flashbacks and nightmares, definitely. But that day was a beautiful day. And I don't like seeing the sky be so blue, because I can remember the extreme dissonance of having a blue sky while they were still in that building and I didn't know if they were dead or alive. Another part of PTSD is that it makes you more prone to like arguments. When I was talking to my parents, it was the weirdest thing. They were like, so what are you gonna do? Do you want to come here for the week, February 14th, or do you want to stay at school? I was like, there's no way in hell I'm staying at school. I'm going back to Parkland because I owe it to the people who never got to go to college. Then my parents were like, well, are you sure? It's going to be a little rough. And I just got so mad. I'm feeling an intense amount of anger. I couldn't stop myself from snapping at them. And I didn't want to be mean. And yet I was. At my college, there's a bunch of weird clubs. My favorite is the screaming club. Occasionally kids will get stressed, go out on the overpass, and just scream. One night, I had gone to the bay and just screamed. Someone screamed back at me. And I screamed more. I was like, you're not gonna scream louder than me. I've been having a lot of trouble with my faith recently. It's not that I don't think that God exists. I just, great, thank you for like giving us life and whatnot, but could you like stick around just enough to ensure that it's not completely and if there were a greater message to this, I'd be really mad, because that's an awful way to send a message. These things shouldn't happen. I think the people that I'm most okay with is when I tell them and they're like, that's rough. And they just kind of move on. And they don't know what to say. I still don't either. But we don't know what to say together.
Lenore Munoz, MSD graduate and college freshman. You can find her first audio diary at WLRN.org. There you can also find a list of free mental health resources. This is WLRN News.